If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, there's no more dreaming of a white Christmas. It's just not happening anymore. I've given up on it. This is 720 WGN. Hey, we are getting text messages from people in their 60s who said, yeah, they drank warm Dr. Pepper. And Jerry, you're telling me that you drank it too?
Oh, yeah. It was an everyday thing for us. We'd come home from school and the pot would be on the stove. But we used the slices of orange. We never used lemon. We always, and that was always my aunt's thing. It was go over to Cousin Diane's house because you'd get hot Dr. Pepper over there. So, I mean, this was a common thing, and I'm only 72 years old, so you guys must be babies. I mean, you know, this was a common thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Pepper was never a thing in my house, but thank you for joining us, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And Steve, the Mac he was talking about in the commercial was just a snowman, not even an animated snowman. That's why I was like, who's he talking to? We're talking about a Dick Clark commercial from 1968. Steve Burness is with us, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. You have you had hot Dr. Pepper? Has that ever been a beverage you've consumed?
Good afternoon, Lisa. I've never heard of that either, so I guess I'm a youngin' as well.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard of it either. I got more webcam covers and a beautiful gift from you for Christmas, so thank you, Steve. I love that.
My pleasure. Thank you for everything.
But you know what? Everybody's not nice this time of year, are they? And there's still scams going around, and I know that one of the things you're focusing on is refunds and exchanges because, boy, the day after Christmas, that's in full force.
You're right, Lisa. That's when our phone lines and the internet lights up like a Christmas tree again, because people think it's automatically a rule or law that you're automatically entitled to a refund and exchanges. And it's only a privilege, not a right. Most companies, not all of them rather, have some type of policy, but you have to ask that question ahead of time. And especially if you're buying it for somebody and giving them the receipt, because they may try to return it on Christmas or day after Christmas, only to be told it's only in store credit, or they bought it on a clearance item, and you're not going to get any money back. And that's where we hear all these complaints. And I think people automatically assume that you can get all your money back.
Yeah, my sister's great. She's a professional shopper. So somebody will say, "Hey, do you have the receipt for that?" And she'll go, "Look, I paid $7 for it. Use it or take it to the Goodwill."
Exactly.
But it's when you pay, you know, a good amount of money. And sometimes I know my own experience is somebody tries it on, they take the tags off, and they've never worn it besides standing in the living room. And you put the tags and the receipt back in the pocket. And then there are retailers that say, no, you took the tags off.
Exactly. For health reasons, they do that. If you take the tags off, or that's their policy as well. And everybody has their own policy. Most give refunds and exchanges in some way. But there's a lot of smaller retailers and smaller little shops that want to keep you as a customer. If you think about it, if you get somebody an ugly tie and they want to return it, they have to get another ugly tie because it's only in-store credit on the return. So you just have to ask that question ahead of time, especially online too. And how do you return it? Do you have to return it to the brick-and-mortar store? Or do you have to, who pays the shipping cost of returning it back? All those questions need to be asked ahead of time.
Yeah, and when you're buying stuff on Amazon, Steve, I got to tell you, that's very fine print. If you're not buying from Amazon, but you're buying from a vendor that advertises, sometimes there are no returns, or it's so obscure that it makes it near impossible.
It does. They make it very difficult for you. Like most people think you're buying on Amazon, you get return everything, and usually you can. But if you're buying from a third-party site, and they clearly state there when you're purchasing refunds exchanges is limited to a certain time period, so they may have bought it without, that time period it has elapsed already. You know, most retailers give you time after, or a month after, or 30 days after Christmas, but some don't. And so that's why we suggest consumers to take things back right away and use those gift cards, because so many times, how many retailers have we seen filing bankruptcy recently? And when they file bankruptcy, that goes to the end of the line. So your money may not come back to you if the company goes bankrupt, because that's the last person in line. You'll get the money back.
Do you have a couple minutes? Because I have a few questions about that.
Of course.
Okay, great. Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, is with us. We'll chat with him next week. 720 WGN, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Thank you for joining us. It's 3:49. Steve Burness is with us, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Boy, they're getting calls 24/7, 365 days a year. We just talked about exchanges and returns. Be aware of what the policy is if you intend on giving a gift and think there's any chance that people will return it. One of the other things you said was use up those gift cards that people give because so many of these retailers are going out of business or filing for bankruptcy. We saw that with Party City, Steve, and now we see today the Container Store.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Now, the Container Store says they're going to remain open through bankruptcy.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. But I used to hate going in there because it's pricey.
It's pricey, but they have things that you can touch and check out and use. And I'm telling you what, it's good stuff. But
they have everything there. They really
they
do.
They do. So, Steve Burness, tell me, is a company like that that's going into bankruptcy, use up that gift card or what?
Well, use up the gift card as soon as possible. Never let them sit in your drawer. But when a company files for bankruptcy, they usually have to go through the bankruptcy court for permission to use those gift cards that consumers can use it. So it's up to each individual retailer, depending on what they do with the bankruptcy court. Again, I'm not an attorney, but this is my experience has been that ask that question. And usually they will tell you if they file bankruptcy, whether or not they will use the, accept the gift cards or not. If not, then you have to file a claim with the bankruptcy court, and you're going to be last in line to get any money back.
Yeah, I think that happened with Bed Bath & Beyond. I remember going in there, yep. And there were signs saying we're no longer honoring gift cards.
They did. They stopped honoring gift cards, and people were out of luck at that point.
And Steve, are gift cards, is it true they have no expiration date now, or is that just a fallacy?
No, they don't have an expiration date. That's true. But what happens is the thieves have found a way to try to steal the money off the gift cards. They're going into stores, and the FBI just issued a warning along with us that they go into stores and they take off that code or they scratch it off and they put another temporary thing on it. So when you do buy it for somebody, the thieves go online and they take the money out of the account right or off the card right away. So you got to be very careful when you're purchasing those gift cards. They're safe. Majority are safe, but you're going to have some that have some things on the back that have been compromised in some way. So it's best to look at it and always try to get the gift cards that are behind the counter. Those are the safest and best, but you should have no problems with these gift cards. They're safe. But again, we've seen the scams light up like a Christmas tree at the Better Business Bureau already on this.
Yeah, and one other thing I wanted to talk to you before I let you go, I got hit up with one of these last year, and of course I had a cousin that said, no, it works, just do it, and that is the social media gift exchange where you're supposed to send or buy gifts for someone, to an address that someone supplied you, and then within, a month you get 10 gifts in return. It's just such a scam, isn't it?
It is scam, and it's illegal according to the post office. It's a pyramid scheme. So anybody asks you to send gifts and you get more in return, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, as we like to say, Lisa. But the older version, we used to call it Secret Sister. That happened They've seen it in wine bottles. And now this year we've seen Secret Santa Dog, where you buy one gift and a dog gift, and you'll get 10 or so in return. It's all a scam. Don't do it. You're giving out personal information to somebody. You don't want to do that ever, and it's against the law.
Hey, and there's puppy scams online, too. I hear that, they're posting these adorable pictures of dogs that do not exist, and they get you to put half down, right?
They do, and they want some unconventional payment methods. We just issued another investigative piece early this month, and it shows about 80% of those ads online are false and misleading in some way. The tip on that is to see the dog in person, deal with a breeder, local breeder if you can, and always obviously look at any type of agency that, adoption agency in your area for dogs. When you go online, everybody close to the holidays, they want to get a dog quickly. They show you this great picture. And the fee's just a little bit under what you normally would pay, so they're not like it's not glowing that it's a scam. So it's $100 cheaper here. I can get it tomorrow. But they ask you for unconventional payment methods like wiring the money or sending gift cards, and that's the tip off to the rip off on those.
Wendy Snyder said we could have a drinking game every time you say tip off to the rip off.
It's always a good time to drink.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a beautiful holiday, and we'll talk to you in 2025.
Happy holidays to all your listeners as well. Thank you so much, Lisa.
That's Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau.